For candidates like Rick Santorum, conservative means, in some cases, adhering to the laws of the Bible.
They were either inspired by God or they were written by brilliant people or perhaps a combination of both those things.
I don't believe in an America where the separation of church and state is absolute.
And he is deeply committed to Jesus Christ.
I understand that there's a war against religion.
If you were Satan, who would you attack?
There you have three of the voices of three of the four remaining GOP candidates. They often invoke their faith on the campaign trail, and they've all said, those three, it's their conviction in their religious beliefs that helps inspire their political policy. Rick Santorum's gone even further than that. He says he's guided by his Catholic faith, and his decision-making in the White House would be, too. We're joined this morning by Mohammed Alibrieri, a Muslim Republican advisor to the Homeland Security Enterprise consulting firm. Mohammed, I wonder what you think that means when a political candidate says they will be guided or inspired by their religious beliefs were they to become president.
I think when they say that they're going to be inspired, then that means that their actions are going to come from a value system that the voter can trust in. But when they say that they're guided by it, I think they're actually trying to deliver a different message, which is that they are the true faith-based conservative. They're trying to get to the core of the identity as a faithful conservative and own it. So he's trying to distance himself still from his competition.
But does that mean, let's say, for example, that Rick Santorum were to become the eventual nominee, does that mean that you would feel isolated from your own party as a Muslim and a Republican?
Well, I would certainly start feeling isolated or disenfranchised a little bit from the presidency. I don't know if it would be for the whole Republican Party, because the Republican Party is obviously affected by federalism as much as anything. So back in Texas, I would have a different issue. But certainly if the president was talking, President Santorum was talking like candidate Santorum, we would certainly have a lot of issues.
That's Mohammed Alibrieri, a Muslim Republican, and with us also Evan Oxman, a Jewish Republican and professor of politics at Lake Forest College. Evan, are we hearing more about the Christian faith, especially during this political season, than we have in the past?
I think a little bit, yes. I think there's always a presence within the Republican Party, a base of strong Christian evangelicals. But I was a little hopeful this time that the influence of the Tea Party would push the party to focus more on economic issues, the deficit, the entitlement reform, et cetera. But the rise of Santorum has shown that this base of Christian evangelicals is still strong and still a very dominant force in the party.
So do you feel as though, as a Jewish Republican, you have less influence in your party's policy or platform?
I mean, I do a bit, yes, because the language expressed is often phrased in universal seeming language that it applies to all, but yet it does seem to apply very strictly to a certain brand of Christianity that obviously I'm not very comfortable with.
The evangelical brand?
Yes, the evangelical brand, yes.
Well, Mohammed, how do you feel about that? Do you feel as though, instead of just following family values, that perhaps the Republican Party in some ways is just going with values that apply to evangelical Christians particularly?
I think it's even a subset of evangelicals. You know, there's like, if you look at the evangelicals, there was a coalition of them, centrist as well as more fundamentalist Calvinist evangelicals that were getting behind Pawlenty early on. But then it kind of fractured after Pawlenty was out, and the fundamentalist Calvinists are just a lot more dogmatic than, say, mainstream evangelicals. So you can still see a good chunk of evangelicals are voting for Romney, who's a Mormon. So they're setting aside a little bit their evangelical filter there, but the fundamentalist Calvinists are definitely very vocal at the moment. And I saw that when Santorum even came to my hometown in Plano, Texas, and McKinney and Collin County, the type of churches he would go to, the type of pastors he would sit down with, they're definitely the hardcore types.
That's Mohammed Olivieri, a Muslim Republican, also with us, Evan Oxman, a Jewish Republican. So, Evan, let me just ask you, the core Republican values that the two of you are talking about are fiscal, policy-based, things of foreign policy, I assume. Is there a place for faith and family values in the Republican Party that wouldn't feel exclusive to somebody of a faith other than Christianity?
I think there is a way, yes, of balancing that. I think in some ways there's too much emphasis placed on talking about faith rather than demonstrating faith. You know, for example, I admire a great deal Rick Santorum's family history and his ability and willingness, you know, to raise his sick child. But I just think that the constant refrain, the constant need to keep bringing up these sorts of Christian moral issues, there's just no other way to put it, seems to be, you know, not very inclusive. So I think, again, less talk, more demonstration would be a better way of displaying that kind of faith.
But, Mohammed, it doesn't sound like it's enough of a worry for you to push you away from the GOP.
No, definitely not. You know, if you compare this to the last presidential cycle, we kind of saw there was a similar fear with Huckabee. But Huckabee came from the Arkansas Baptist Convention, which is a little bit more mainstream than some of the language that we've seen from some of the fundamentalist Calvinists supporting Santorum, who's ironically a Catholic. And Huckabee was used to social welfare projects and things that help the whole of society and interacting with a whole lot more diversity than his particular brand of Christianity. Santorum just does not have that history, and he seems to actually, I see him as trying to tap into a counterculturalist trend. Anybody who wants to kind of just lash back out of anger, he's using terms like the snob comment recently for the president just for promoting college education. He's just really digging down to wanting to funnel people's anger and be the voice for it.
So, Mohammed, you're obviously not voting for Santorum. Are you voting for Romney?
Yes, and I think definitely Romney's going to be the man.
Same question to you, Evan. Who are you voting for?
Yes, definitely Romney.
All right, Mohammed Olivieri, a Muslim Republican advisor to the Homeland Security Enterprise, which is a consulting firm, and also Evan Oxman, Jewish Republican, professor of politics at Lake Forest College. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.